Hallelujah, Father. All that we are is yours. Without you, we would have nothing and be nothing, but you have not left us as orphans. You have not left us alone. We stand with our hearts surrendered totally to you tonight, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory for all that you have done and are doing in this great, great day that we live in. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Don't they do a wonderful job, as Pastor Bill said? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Not you have to wait for me to tell you, but yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got your Bible, you can open up to Romans 14. Is there anyone here still here from, you came for college weekend and you're still here? Can wave at me, anybody? Anybody? I got a few folks. Yeah, we're glad you're here. Praise the Lord. Glad that you're in with us. And we thank God, as we told you, you know, Rhema Bible Church, you come here to go to school. This is where you go to church. It's part of it. All right. And so we thank God for this church that's raised up and been raised up to be, to take hope, help, and healing to the world. From this church, there have been men and women go all over the world to take the message of faith that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost, and Jesus is coming back again. Amen? Amen. And so we thank God for this church. And of course, all of our pastors and those who have, those, of course, Pastor Mrs. Hagin have been here since the very beginning. But all the folks that have been here throughout time have always been a blessing. Here in Romans chapter 14, I want to begin in verse 16 and read something here. Now, Paul, just for a little bit of context here, is dealing with meat offered to idols. He said, you know, I believe, I'm free, I can eat anything, it doesn't bother me. But there are others that don't have that belief. And he said, look, he said, don't judge one another over this issue and don't cause another brother or sister to stumble in this issue. All right? And he gets here to verse 16. He said, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. What's that mean? Build each other up. Hallelujah. Now, I would say this, that if you pay attention to what the devil tries to do, he tries to come against us in our righteousness, attacking who we are, and he definitely wants to get us out of the peace of God, and he definitely doesn't want you to have any joy, right? Now, you can look at some of the things that are going on in these days, and you can realize that This is not anything new for the devil. The devil's always been after these things. But it also tells me this. Look, we're not going to talk about whether or not we're in the kingdom of God. If you're a Christian, you're in the kingdom of God, okay? But what are the characteristics? What are these three characteristics? And I want to center up on one of them specifically tonight, but I want to look at all three. These are characteristics of the kingdom. Every member of the kingdom, every resident of the kingdom should have these characteristics. These are characteristics of God. The characteristics of the kingdom emanate from the king. And so these are God's characteristics. Righteousness. How many of you know he is a righteous God? Right? He's righteous. He's just. And we know this, that he is the God of peace. Jesus was called the what? The Prince of Peace. And then something that we don't think so much about, but really is the joy of the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Now, we've had different moves in that, you know, and people talk, well, thank God for that revival of joy. Well, when God brings a revival, we're not supposed to just let it go. We're supposed to stay in it. Now, look here. Now, you don't understand what I'm saying. I mean, it's not every service, you know, we have manifestations of joy. But, you know, personally, amen. Now, I know this. If I have to deal with it with me personally, you probably have to deal with it with you personally. Isn't that right? I mean, there's just times I don't feel like having joy. Doesn't seem like something that would cause joy right now. But it doesn't have anything to do with outward circumstances. All right, let's look here in Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Classic Version. Matthew chapter 6. Are you doing all right? Amen. Matthew 6 and verse number 33. I'll turn to it even though I'm not going to read it in the King James Bible. I want to read it from the Amplified Classic Version. I don't know why they needed to revise the classic because the classic is classic, so whatever. But they did feel a need to revise it, and I'm really not that big of a fan, but that's just me personally. I'm sorry if that's your favorite. If the New Amplified's your favorite translation, I'm not against you at all, okay? Matthew 6:33. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. You know, it's impossible to be after God's kingdom and not encounter righteousness. Now, notice this. I love this from the Amplified. His way of doing and being right. Then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Now, I think one of the hallmarks of this ministry has been the teaching of righteousness. That, in fact, Pastor, just a few, I don't know, it might have been even last Sunday, I don't remember, but just recently taught on righteousness and how that we are righteous through what Jesus has done. Right standing. But yet it's not just being right, it's doing right. There's a doing aspect of it. Once you become right, is then living that out. And so we're to seek after that. Notice he said, seek first. Put it first. God, how do I live righteously in this situation? How do I live righteously in this time that we're in right now? How do I do what's right? How do I do what you would do? How do I live righteously? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all the other things will take care of themselves, it says. They'll be added to you. But you know, how many of you know it's really easy to get sidetracked? It's easy to get sidetracked. Now, listen, probably everybody in here has bills to pay, right? Probably everybody in here, you know, you have to have things. You need money to do different things. But that's not what we seek after. We can't make that our priority. He said, seek first. What do you put first place in your life? God's kingdom and his way of doing and being right. All right, of course, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'll read this from the King James Bible. Righteousness. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, he said, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, really, in the Holy Ghost isn't just go with the joy, it goes with the righteousness and the peace. Thank God we have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, and he's upon us, right? You know, sometimes it's interesting in talking with people. Now, you know, I've been at this 40 years now, and sometimes you talk to people, and they tell them the Holy Ghost is leading them to do something, and you got New Testament scripture, 2, 3, 4 verses that say don't even do that, and they're saying the Holy Ghost told them to do that. You know, the Holy Ghost will never lead us to do something that violates God's word. Because then it would be unrighteous. Okay, so righteousness is in the Holy Ghost. That's how we're going to live righteously, is be led by the Spirit. And the number one way God leads us is through his word. And then on the inside. You know, how many of you found as you're growing the word, it just seems like on the inside many times you just know what to do here. You're like, how did I know? Well, because the word is in you now. And you're learning and you're growing. All right, now here in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Very familiar verse for a lot of folks, but it says, this is King James, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So if you're born again, you're a new creature, he'd been talking about there, then you are the righteousness of God in him. That came with your entrance into the kingdom. In fact, the making you righteous is what allowed you to be a participant in the kingdom of God. He made us right with him. Now, every time I read that, it always jumps up at me that really this, to me, maybe if I was Paul, I might have written a little bit different, but this helps me to understand. It says, God made him, Jesus, to be sin for me who knew no sin. See, Jesus knew no sin. I knew sin. All right? But then go on, that I, who knew no righteousness, might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Bible says, my righteousness is as filthy rags. There's none righteous, no, not one, but because of Jesus. What an exchange took place. The great exchange, some people have called it. He took my sin, I got his righteousness. Amen. Is it fair? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it was God's idea. So it's righteous. It's right. Amen. So they're in righteousness. So the kingdom of God is righteousness in the Holy. It's righteous, right standing with God. And I know that in some places when you translate that, what it means to be in right standing with God, they say it this way. It means to be in that good place with God. In a good place with God. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad to be in a good place with God? It does beat the alternative, doesn't it? All right. Now let's go over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Righteousness. What was the next one? Peace. He said peace in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So next, let's talk about the peace of God here. Now Jesus here is he's winding up his earthly ministry. He's got this. He's got basically his ministry staff and those following along that were on his team with him. And he's speaking to them, but it's also for us. It's also for us because he told them, he said later on a couple places in John 17, he prayed to the Father and said, Father, he said, I don't pray for these alone, but for those who shall believe on me through their words. One way or another, we all believed on Jesus through these eyewitnesses. And then he told them, he said in Matthew 28, he said, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you. So these things he taught them, they were to teach us. And so they're for us today. Everybody say, it's for me today. Now look what he says here in John 14 and verse number 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So obviously this peace is an absence of fear. Don't let it be afraid. Now, we'll come back here, but let's go to John 16 and read that verse 33, and then we'll make a couple comments here about peace. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, how many of you are in Christ? In me you might have peace. In the world, now we're in this world, but we're not of it, but we're in the world, you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, a couple things here. Let's talk about peace. Peace does not mean absence of turmoil. A lot of folks think peace means everything's just going the way I want it. No, he said we're to have peace, not like the world's peace, but peace that even when you could be troubled, you're not afraid. Even when you have tribulation, as he said there, you're of good cheer. One translator says, you've got great courage. When you're at peace, you can have courage to stand in the face of anything. He says, I have overcome the world. We can stand. The reason we can have peace, and really peace and patience kind of go along if you think about it. Patience, I heard one person say this. I like this. It means being the same no matter what's going on. You're just patient. Well, this peace is not staying the same. This peace is resting in the victory of the overcomer who's already done it for you. Now, it doesn't mean he won't tell us you need to do this, you need to do that. Okay? A lot of times he says, if you keep my commandments, then this will happen to you. I mean, Jesus said that. I know a lot of folks say, well, now, brother, that's under the law. Jesus wasn't talking to people under the law. Again, let's go back to that verse where I just said, teach them to observe whatever I've commanded you. Amen. How many of you know if you don't walk in love towards people, you're not going to have peace. You're not going to have peace. You're not going to live in the fullness of the righteousness of God, and you're not going to have joy. I guarantee you that. You're going to have to walk in love. You're going to have to do what the Word says about that. But this peace that does what? He says, not as the world gives, but that I give unto you. He talks about that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation. In the world, you have trouble. The Bible talks about peace that passes understanding. You don't know why. I shouldn't be at peace right now. I shouldn't be calm. I shouldn't be this way. Excuse me. But I've got peace because I know something. What do we know? We got inside information. Not only are we going to win, we already won. Hey, man, we already won. Just the game's not over yet. Just wait. Just wait. Have you ever, who was it, Brother Bill? You were talking about that not too long ago. You had DVR'd this, was it a golf match? Yeah, a golf match. And when he got home, he accidentally turned it on live and he saw the ceremony of who won. And so, you know, when you already know who won, you can kind of relax, all right? Unless you're like some of us, you yell at the TV anyway, especially if it's your team playing. You might know you already won, but they're not playing right at the moment. You're yelling at the TV like they can hear you. Amen. I'm just doing my part, you know. I've got my family, we were raised just north of St. Louis, so we're St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans. And my Amanda's uncle and his son, we have a it's not a holy triune Trinity, but we have a three-way text going during all the games, and usually we need to console one another after certain things because of course if it was up to us, we know exactly what should be done. Every move, every trade, every free agent, we would be the world's greatest, but we have not been given that responsibility, so I don't know why. But peace. Boy, if there's ever been a need for peace, it's this year, right? This year. Well, we ought to have peace because it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter. Have peace unless there's a pandemic. Have peace unless there's, you know, a new strain of COVID, whatever. Have you ever thought about COVID-19? Whatever happened to 1 through 18? And what's 20 going to be? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I'm going to have peace. I'm just going to, just make it of your mind right now. I'm going to live according to the kingdom of God and act like I'm in the kingdom already, and I've got peace. And God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. How many of you know there's no pandemics in heaven? Glory to God. Well, the last one there is joy. Let's look at John 15. Joy. Right in the midst of all this, if I know I'm in the position with God and I'm in that good place with God, I've got righteousness in me, but I'm also doing what's right, and I'm walking in peace, then I can walk in joy. Right in the midst, when everybody else is panicking, I've got joy. You ever been around people, you tell them something bad and they just laugh? I know of people like that. You tell them something and they just laugh. Just laugh. So what are you laughing about? Well, that just sounds funny to me. What? I had one guy telling another guy, this guy was griping about this, griping about that, and he just started laughing at him. Made the other guy mad. Just laughing. He almost fell on the floor laughing at this other guy. He said, well, why are you laughing like that? He said, I'm just laughing because I thought you were a Christian. All this time I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I thought you always triumphed through Christ. I thought you could do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I thought all that was true about you. Evidently, it's not. I'm just laughing. Amen. But that joy, that ability to have joy, not just laughter, but have that the strength that is in joy. You know, we're not going to read it, but Nehemiah 8:10, what's it say? The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you're strong, you're going to have joy. Man, can I have that water? Mine is next to you. Thank you. Get a pair of these lights and you get a tickle. Oh, he's coughing. He must have that thing. Be at peace. Hallelujah. You'd rather me take a drink than start stripping off clothes. So, I mean, that's the only way to get rid of this. When you get hot and get ticked, let's have a drink of water. Let's not, yeah. All right. Where did I say? John 15? Let's read a verse. Hurry. Let's read a verse. Verse 11. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Not just have some, be full. Check up on your joy meter. Where are you right now? You know, because life and the devil wants to drain your joy away from you. Wants to stick a little pinhole in the tank of your joy and start draining it off. How's that happen? By things that happen, things that go on. But we can maintain joy all the time. Because why? Well, we can do what Pastor Craig preached about this morning. We can pray and believe and receive. We can go to the Father in prayer, and that's going to keep our joy. Look at what it says in John 16. Hallelujah. See, joy is strength. It's a strong position for a Christian. Amen. If you got joy, it's impossible to be depressed. Why? Now, what brings joy? Knowing who you are and knowing what the Bible says about the situation. You know, sometimes I understand, you know, but you know, the Bible, Peter said, he said, there's nothing new. Everything, he said, everybody in the body is experiencing the same things. The devil's against all of us, right? Turn this off just a second. I'm going to have a real big cough. Oh, there it was. Thank you, Jesus. John 16, 23. "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Fullness of joy. Well, he says it. It just wasn't good enough to say it twice. He's going to say it three times. John 17. John 17. Verse 13. He says here, "And now come I to thee. These things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Fulfillment of joy. Full of joy. Evidently, it's important that we have joy. All right? Just joy. Part of being joyful is to be glad. It's one of the definitions of joy. It's to be glad. It's to be thankful. Amen. If you're griping and complaining, I guarantee you don't have joy right now. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit, is not? Joy, love, joy, peace. Bring me, well, oh, one of those things. Oh, yeah, these things are the bomb right here. Yep, just a pinch between your cheek and gum. Okay. It's a vocal zone, it's called. And professional singers and a lot of folks that do a lot of live concerts, you know, they're always singing every night, they use these things. I'll put that thing right there, and it'll go to work. Thank you very much. All right. Now let's go to Jeremiah 33. Let's wind this down here. In just a moment. You know what that means? The preacher says, "Let's wind this down." Absolutely nothing. I'm fixing to close. What's that? Nothing. That doesn't mean anything. Hallelujah. You know, most sermons have three or four good closings, right? All right, here's Jeremiah 33. Let's look in verse number 7. We'll start there. Now, God is talking about the captivity. How many of you know we've been delivered from the captivity, bondage to Satan? We've been brought out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We're no longer slaves and servants to sin. We're free. Our captivity has been reversed. Amen? He says here, though, he said, "I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity." Now, listen, he's talking about them, but this is applicable to us. "I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it." You know, I think we thought the wrong thing is going to make people fear and tremble. It's the goodness of God. that leads people. It's the goodness of God that caused people to have reverence and awe before God, the fear of the Lord. He goes on and says, thus saith the Lord again, there shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant, without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. And them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at first, says the Lord. See, we went, because of sin, we went into captivity. Man was not created to be in captivity to Satan. Man was created to be in fellowship with God as God's own children. But we went into captivity because of our sin. But God, through Jesus Christ, has brought us back to the land, has purchased us and brought us back to way it should be as at first. We have that relationship with God. And he says, what's the care? He said, there's a voice of joy. There's a voice of joy in the streets that were desolate. There's a voice of joy in your life that was desolate of right relationships, that was desolate of the finances you need, that was desolate of health and healing, that was desolate of peace of mind. There's a voice of joy now in your life because God has turned your captivity and brought you back, brought us back to that place as it was before. Hallelujah. A voice of joy, a voice of gladness. Hallelujah. In this place, in our time. And it's not dependent. Hallelujah. I want to turn to one scripture that I didn't write on my list. Isaiah chapter 12. We've been brought into the place that we are now saved. We are partakers of the salvation of God. Salvation, that great inclusive word of the gospel. Mr. Schofield said in his note on Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said, where it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. In that gospel that brings us salvation. That he says in his notes, he says that word's the all-inclusive word of the gospel, drawing together all the redemptive acts. It means soundness, preservation, healing, and deliverance. He's brought us. He's delivered us. He's healed us. He's brought us into that. That is ours. It belongs to us. But look what the prophet Isaiah said. Verse 2 of Isaiah 12. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of your salvation. With joy, reach down in there and just get you a big old bucket of salvation. It's on the end. Jesus said, he said that there'll be a well of water springing up in us into everlasting life. And when we walk in joy, the joy of the Lord, we let that joy that be full in us because we know what Jesus has done. We know who we are. We know we're delivered from sickness and disease. We know we're delivered from poverty and lack. We know we're redeemed from sin. We know we're redeemed from the second death. We know because of that, we can have that joy. And just reach on down there with joy. Put a smile on your face. Glory to God. And just reach on down there and get you a big old bucket. Reach down there in that well and just draw out that salvation. Let it run up on the inside of you. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is our strength. And finally, let's go to Psalm 126. Psalm 126. Hallelujah. You know, if we're not careful in these days, we'll let things get us down. We'll let you know. Sometimes, you know, you need to watch what you're looking at, who you're letting talk into your life. It's getting worse. Oh, this second wave is worse than the first. The things are trending wrong. They're trending this. They're trending that. They're trending that. I've got a new trend for you. It's called the joy of the Lord. Amen. Now, yeah, that doesn't mean, you know, but some people, I don't know what they think, you know. Yeah, you are delivered. Yeah, we're delivered. No plague shall come near me, neither shall any, no evil shall befall me, no plague come near my dwelling, right? But you still have to, you know, you still need to wash your hands. Hello? You know, God didn't say go into all the world and cough in people's face. Right? Use wisdom. Do what you need to do naturally. You can't get all sweaty and run out in the cold and then rebuke the devil when your nose starts running. Right? All right, 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Isn't all that we talk about, sometimes it's like, I'm just dreaming. I got to be dreaming this. This, God, you're so good. This has got to be a dream. This can't be. No, it's real. But it's like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him, his fruit. Now, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you wonder about Christians and what they're thinking. You know, how many have ever heard that song, Bringing in the Sheaves? Now, I never ever thought that you couldn't have told me that that was in relationship to being let captivity being delivered, and that it was a joyful thing. Bringing in the sheaves, we will come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. I think, don't they sing that song? Have you seen that Clint Eastwood movie, Hang 'Em High? Doesn't that pastor sing that song when they're getting ready to hang all those six guys? He's leading the, they're having congregational singing at the hanging. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing it. Dano from Hawaii 5-0, I think, was the guy who did that. Bringing in the sheaves. No, it's not what he's talking about at all. What's he talking about? He's talking about, I got joy like a river. I got joy like a river. Amen. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about here, oh, we've been redeemed, but you know, glory to God. We're rejoicing. Can't you tell I'm rejoicing? Dear brother and sister. Well, you never know, you know, these times, sometimes you're going to rejoice, sometimes, you know, you never know what God's going to do. No, we have been our captivity, hallelujah, our captivity, it's been turned, glory to God. And I don't care if you think it's too good to be, it has to be a dream, it's better than that. God can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, and he's going to do it in this time, right now, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of this time. God is doing a great thing, so have joy in it. Just be joyful about it, just laugh at the devil, and just rejoice if you need to. If you're low on joy, if you're low on fuel, what do? You refuel, fuel. If you're low on joy, rejoice with laughter and singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Glory to God. Because the Lord has done great things for us. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's all stand up together. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and just begin to thank him. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you, Father. We're in your kingdom. We're in the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you. We bless you and we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just real quick, not to speed by it, but just let's do this. Anybody here that's got pain in your right, from your knee down on your right side, foot, knee, ankle, raise your hand. Let me see your hand. Several. All right, is it in pain now? Raise your, if you can feel the pain in it right now, or you can check. All right. Actually, when I was sitting right down there, when we were worshiping God, the Lord said to do this. And so here's what he said to do. And I've never had the Lord tell me to do this before. And I don't know. I'm just telling what the Lord told me to do. He said, if you get out in the aisle and you take off running, it'll be instantly healed. So that's up to you. I've never done that before. If you want to take off, you just go. Just go for it right now. Hallelujah. Just go for it right now. If you need that, just go. Just run. And that healing power, the healing power of God, the healing power of God working in you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Now, I didn't say, see, there's a lot of folks still running. Just keep running. Just keep running. Just keep running. Just keep running. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If they need to keep running, let's just run in place with them a little bit. We can run with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to rejoice with you. We're going to rejoice with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. That healing power. Now, how many of you already, there's a big difference. Already, wave your hand at me. Already, got several. One, several of them. Well, that power's working in you. It's in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Just act like it's true anyway. Just act like you got it now anyway. Do what you couldn't do before. Act like it's true. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Well, brother, now I got pain in my left leg. He didn't say anything about the left leg. I know this, by Jesus' stripes, you can be healed in your left leg. He didn't say anything. He said, tell those with that right foot or below that leg to run. Amen? And I'm not gonna start making stuff up. Get in trouble that way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. One more time, lift your hands up to the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, for some reason, I'm promising you, if you're watching us and you had that, if you got up and ran, if you're watching and you didn't run, get up and run right now. Get up and just go ahead and do it. Right there in the house. Just don't care anybody. Just run. The dog and the cat, they won't know what you're... Just run. Hallelujah. Do what you couldn't do before. And let us know what happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Real quickly, is there anybody here that you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Or you have, but you haven't been walking, living for God, and you want to get that right? Tonight's your night. Tonight, today is the day of salvation. I want to pray with you if you're here tonight. If you would just wave your hand, you want to accept Jesus for the first time, or you want to get things right with God, you think you need to make some corrections, and you want to do that with God, just raise your hand right where you are right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Got some that have raised their hand. Brother Greg, would you come on step? I'm going to have him go with you if you would. Come on right down here for just a minute. Just come on down. Just be bold. Just be bold as a lion. Come on right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Just look at me real quick. Just stop right there and look at me real quick. Just look at me real quick. All right, we're going to ask you to go to a place to pray. They're going to pray individually so you get exactly what you came for. But right now, hey, thank you for coming. Glory to God. Anybody else want to come? Don't want to get in a hurry? Amen. Amen. Look, reach one hand toward heaven because that's where your help's going to come from. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the Jesus' name, just thank you for each and every one of these, that they receive everything that they have need of. Father, every spiritual need be met in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said together, amen. If you go with Brother Greg, there's some people going to be back there pray for you. Your folks will wait for you. Just follow him to that special place of prayer. Give them a big hand clap as they go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go with them. Go right ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about right there, isn't it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus won again. Jesus won again. The devil lost again. Jesus won again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.